Chaz. I'm here tonight to present a podcast for my EDL 621 course for my SDSU Master's in Educational Leadership with a Focus in Technology program. The hashtag we use is SDEdLeadTech. And this podcast is going to be on Tony Wagner's Global Achievement Gap, Chapter 5, titled Motivating Today's Students and Tomorrow's Workers. The chapter starts out addressing a concern about the declining work ethic of young Americans and students in general. It also addresses a major stress to all educators about really how we motivate our students in today's connected world. Chapter 5 then challenges the theory that the work ethic of young Americans is declining and really states that they don't have less of a work ethic, but a different work ethic, and we need to gain a better understanding of this. The chapter goes on stressing the importance of interest-based learning and that students can do amazing things when learning is built around their interests. This focus becomes more on inquiry-based learning or discovery-based strategies. Before we can understand how to deliver these strategies, we really need to know what it was like growing up in a digital age. Today, students and young Americans are tethered to the internet, as well as a host of communication devices that really couldn't be imagined 20 years ago. A resource in the chapter actually proposes that the internet will have as transformative of an effect on future generations' learning, work, and play as the introduction of electricity. Here, I'd like to interject my own experience. In 2004, I was deployed to Iraq with the United States Marine Corps. While in Iraq, no, we did not have access to internet at every base I was on. However, at least once a month, or depending on when you were on a specific base, every day, you could potentially have internet access. This allowed you to do things like Skype with family members, loved ones, as well as check email, any type of IM, any type of communication like that. This is incredibly different from wars prior to the war in Iraq. It's important as educators to understand that young people who have grown up using the web relate to the world in a different way. Most of them prefer to be a live node on a network. They're using the internet less to transact and more to interact. Most students today have access to any and all information within 0.005 seconds. That's the time it takes to do a Google search. The young man referred to in the chapter said, "It's made us less patient and more demanding." It is proposed that a real measure of literacy would be based on one's ability to be their personal reference librarian and sort through all the available information than to actually read a text. Learning has and continues to change, and we as educators need to change with it. Learning has become more dynamic, non-linear, and discovery-based process, straying away from an authority-based, lecture-oriented learning model. Chapter 5 highlights that younger generations have enormous potential to become lost in an endless web of fantasy and entertainment, or to use these skills to make significant contributions. This reminds me of a quote by cultural anthropologist Michael Wesch. He stated that one can use media for mass distraction or mass participation. We need to transform our schoolwork that is not busy work, but real adult work that requires both analysis and creativity, more meaningful work with a mentor, to make a contribution, to take responsibility. While the audio clips played during this podcast are not the highest of quality, it's a perfect example of discovery-based learning. While recovering from a major hip surgery, I was bedbound and had endless amounts of hours to surf the web. In an effort not to go absolutely crazy, I had to teach myself something. I wanted to play the guitar, however, because of my hip, I could not sit comfortably at 90 degrees. For that reason, I chose the didgeridoo. It started out as merely learning to play the didgeridoo, to produce the basic drone, and potentially learn to circle breathe. Little did I know that once I scratched the surface on the internet, I would have tons of resources available to me. Enough resources that in the end, I actually began to build my own didgeridoo instruments. And that is what you're hearing behind the podcast during this clip. I hope you enjoyed and have a great night.